Yeah, unfortunate approximation of everything.
Perpetual deviation of nonsense. The infinite regurgitation of nonsense. The perpetual idiocy of all moving things. The continuation of the nothing at all costs. The forerunners in the foreline. The prefixation on the post.
This is just an exercise in nothing.
The continuation of the marathon of fucking idiocy. The continuation of every fucking, by every means necessary, is the forfeit in the forefront. The foreline. The prelinear thought processes.
Mixed in with the post-traumatic understanding of the preliminary sequence of ordering the pontification under the guise of I don't know what, popes of sorts, pontification on the pulpit with their traffic lights, pontification under the guise of all sorts of idiocy. The transportation of infinity by means of these great gas-guzzling beasts.
With every signifier collapsed upon itself in the night here, in the night time, you have infinite access to the reins in which you can grab upon and utilize any notion you could muster up.
Make sure that if you're going to utilize a notion, to muster your might, but what you must do when you muster up your might, is put a bit of mustard on the upon the top. You cannot forget that. Otherwise, what you muster will be mustardless. Now, oh my goodness, the deer I see right in the distance. Not a large one, but I'm certain it's a deer. It's looking right at me. But I could be greatly mistaken. It could just be a different animal. If it even is an animal, it could be mistaken. It could be a rock. In fact, I think it might be a mistake.
Might not be a rock at all. Might just be a rock, yes indeed. But it does have the appearance. It is moving now. Yes, it is indeed a deer. It is indeed a deer.